December 29, the results of Christ's travail. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Isaiah 53:11. What sustained the Son of God during his life of toil and sacrifice? He saw the results of the travail of his soul and was satisfied. Looking into eternity, he beheld the happiness of those who through his humiliation had received pardon and everlasting life. His ear caught the shout of the redeemed. He heard the ransomed ones singing the song of Moses and the Lamb. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. During every moment of Christ's life in our world, God was repeating his gift. Christ, the sinless one, was making an infinite sacrifice for sinners, that they might be saved. He came as a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and those for whom he came looked upon him as stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. The cup of suffering was placed in his hands as if he were the guilty one, and he drained it to the dregs. He bore the sin of the world to the bitter end. No line can fathom, no measurement compute, the love revealed by the cross of Calvary. In every pang of anguish endured, we behold the throes of paternal love. The Father himself travailed in the greatness of his almighty love in behalf of a world perishing in sin. By the sacrifice that has been made, the gift of eternal life has been placed within the reach of every son and daughter of Adam. Christ's redeemed ones are his jewels, his precious and peculiar treasure. They shall be as the stones of a crown, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Zechariah 9:16, Ephesians 1:18. In them he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. Christ looks upon his people in their purity and perfection as the reward of all his sufferings, his humiliation, and his love, and the supplement of his glory. Christ, the great center, from whom radiates all glory.